Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good evening. Welcome to Fabulous Flashback Fridays. Good evening, Cousin Marcy. What's happening?
Good evening, Cousin Queen Jean. I can hear you.
Yeah, the voice is okay for now. Let's just pray and stay that way.
Yes.
It's like at night is when it creeps. It's creepier. So, yeah.
Okay, sound the alarm. Yes, yes.
I know, right?
For real, praise be.
So before we start the show, we got to give a big shout out to Big Flossie. Today is his birthday. He's out in Vegas chilling, having a great time. So happy birthday, solar return. And all that good stuff to you, Flossie. Enjoy. And Sunday we'll be celebrating his birthday on our Fabulous Lowrider Oldie Show. So everybody tune in so we can kick it off. This is called,
happy
I think
birthday.
He calls it Flosstober. Flosstober, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He celebrates the whole month. So anybody want to call in and give him a shout out, feel free to do so.
Mm-hmm. Queen, it's like a and listeners, I'm gonna have to excuse myself. It's like a real life beauty shop going on in here. So I got one client in the living room. All the girls is doing hair, so just bear with me if you hear any laughter. I got my sister in one room.
That's all good.
Girls. Yeah, so I just heard of Stephanie. So shout out to Stephanie. Oh gosh, I'm gonna have to tell her. I told her I gotta get on now.
Oh, Cousin Stephanie's over there?
Yes. She has Kennedy doing her hair, preparing her hair for tomorrow. So Yeah, she's here.
That's really awesome. Hey, Cousin Stephanie, shout out to our sponsors, BTP Media, One World Magazine, Tweed Cadillac, the G Lou After Hours, and Dee Dee Harrison. Yeah, so tell them what our show is about tonight, Cousin Marcy.
I know, right? Thank you so much. Today we're going to do some 70s chill. You know, the 70s, the great artists of the 70s and the music, it's always good to listen to. A lot of uplifting stuff, a lot of good memories. For me, maybe the latter years, I was only a baby. But, yeah, it's just like something about that sound, you know. Stevie, he like ruled, what, about a good 5, 6, 7 of those years. Al Green, yeah, the Isley Brothers. So it's just a lot of cool stuff. Hopefully, you know, the listeners and everyone could just vibe out with us and enjoy. There's a lot of good music from the 70s. We're going to chill. It's Friday. We're back. It's fabulous. And let's just ease on into the weekend.
Yeah, we had some the 70s, Al Green, of course, the Isley Brothers, the Whispers, Deborah Laws. These are just some of my memories of the 70s. But the 70s was when they had some great music being produced back then. So welcome to the show, everybody. We're going to vibe out with some 70s 70 joints. So I'm looking for my list here so we can go to our first song. What's our first song, Cousin Marcy?
Oh, it is. We're going to take it on in fast with some Living for the City. It's a good message in this song. You know, don't go nowhere thinking you know what you're doing and you don't have no clue of what you're doing. So let's get some living in the city, living for the city. Right?
Him
love and affection to keep him strong, moving in the right direction, living just enough for the city. Scrub the floors for meaning.
right spot. Wow. New York, just like I pictured it. Skyscrapers and everything.
Hey, brother. Hey, come here, Slick. Hey, you look hip, man. Hey, you want to make yourself $5, man?
Yeah, brother.
Hey, look here, run this
truck
speed for me right quick, okay? Run this truck speed for me.
What? Huh? I don't know. What? I'm just going across the street.
Not your mouth.
Oh, no. What'd I do?
Let's go.
The jury of your peers having found you guilty, 10 years.
Come on!
What's happening? We present to you Fabulous Fridays, produced by the amazing producer himself, G. Lou, hosted by Queen Jean and Cousin Marcy. Tap into our studio line at 914-803-4001. Press 1 to speak. West Coast at 7 o'clock p.m. and East Coast 10 o'clock p.m. If you can't get to a phone, you can listen online at blogtalkradio.com/the-G-Lou Show. Thank you very much for your support. Looking forward to giving you all a fantastic, fabulous show. One love, Ashe. Peace.
Your way, go back.
Step on your inbound.
tell you.
Sounding real good already.
That classic Stevie Wonder, Living for the City, that's classic. And, and then this Aretha Franklin, again, another classic. Takes me back to the 70s for sure. Because I was in junior high to high school in those years, the latter part of those years. The 70s was some great years.
Came from Inner Vision.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That was Inner Vision, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. And that song in particular, I didn't even know this. Because I was like, well, I know stuff was going on. Like back then, but why would he, you know, the 7 minutes, it was like a meditation almost. He was telling a story, but it says he was inspired by the fatal shooting in New York of a 10-year-old black boy by a white plainclothes policeman in 1973. So I was like, oh, I didn't know that, but that came from music2.com. So I'll probably wind up looking a little bit more into that. You know, I'm nosy. Yeah, that's wild. But yeah, that was a good start.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you could tell it had some kind of meaning. Same thing, new day, same thing, different day. You know, different year, different era, same thing going on.
Definitely a different era. definitely a different era. The, you know, every day you can look out. And or hear, look on or look out or hear, so much going on. And so it's definitely a different era, the beats that's going on and how people can have their own prerogatives and, you know, do what they want to do, say what they want to say without it becoming very controversy. It's
right.
Just like, wow, absolutely.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, my goodness.
It reminds me of the... you know, the first day of school when everybody kind of picks the crowd they're going to hang out with. And people didn't, to me, we should have been stronger, you know, with everything they gave us, but it's then weakened us. People are so weak in the mind. Like, they just go with the grain. They don't read. They don't, they just, yeah, it just really grinds my gears.
Yeah, it just makes you want shut it all down. It's just, you know, so much going on. Just, it's crazy. Hey, we want to also to ask for continuing prayers for our auntie.
Mm-hmm.
Lou mentioned it on the show on Friday. So we can just keep getting prayers. Our family would appreciate
definitely.
It very much.
Definitely.
And we pray for
our
anybody else's family. Or, yes, that may be going through anything out there, and also we want to shout out happy birthdays to anyone celebrating a birthday or anniversary or whatever the celebration may be. Enjoy, enjoy. Toast it up. Whatever you want to put in your glass, if it's 100% juice or if it's 100% tequila, toast it up.
I told Stephanie, you didn't bring me that over here. That's what I started to. What? What is
right,
that?
I'm surprised.
Oh, and she said she misses you, and she's still kind of sad because she didn't get to see you when you was out here. But she said, hey, so, yeah.
Oh, I might be doing a surprise pop-up, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah,
I
might be doing a surprise
pop-up. If you can't surprise me, I have to say this on the air. If you can't surprise me, don't tell me nothing about it. No,
I'll
be sad.
Ooh,
Lord. Don't nobody want to see Marsha sad now.
Right? I do not like to see Cousin Marcy sad at all.
No.
But,
no.
Yeah, so listen, I don't know what the weather was like in Cali today, but today we had some beautiful weather out here. We've been having a lot of sunshine in the late 70s or the early 80s. Mm. So that's a good fall weather where the sun shines just enough to be out to keep you warm and all that stuff. But then I understand on the weekend it's supposed to change. And I think, is time changing as well?
This is going to be our last year. Let them tell it if they don't vote it out of order again. But this is our last year, supposedly, of going back. So apparently we're not going to change the time anymore, like we ever had the power as humans to change the time anyways.
Yeah. They say it changed.
Oh,
it changed. We follow the protocol. We turn our clocks back because they say turn it back. Because
they said so. We got to get on back to this list. See, I'm still drinking coffee. We got to get on back.
Okay, well, let's get on back to our third selection of Miss Gladys Knight. I got to use my imagination. Listen to those lyrics.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Shout out to Forrest Gump. That's where I learned this song. How sad. Fabulous Fridays. Queen Dean, Cousin Marcy, and G. Lou. That's Rose.
Forrest Gump. All right.
Stop. There is nothing to hide here. No way to pretend. We relate. We disagree. We disengage. We are running into each other. We are the song that writes itself. The melody replays in the key of elevated living. We forget the words. We never forget the feeling. Glory and divinity conduct our symphony. We are infinite affinity. Wrapped in sacred epiphany, we are meant for we. We are flowing. We are growing. We are open like the Red Sea. We walk through with confident uncertainty. We kneel here, we heal here, we open our hearts to the heavens, we use our tears to cleanse our canvas. The fear floods us, the love is electric. Self-inflicted pain, we dance in the rain till the fear is drained. 'Cause pain is the light, pain is insight. The body hurts, but the spirit grows. The flesh is starving while wisdom overflows. I got a question only Lord knows. Does life birth us twice?
We are back, Fabulous Fridays.
I love to listen to that poetry of Lauren London. It's so deep. That's real deep.
I thought I caught that
voice. Yeah, that
sounds like her.
That Al Green takes me back to when we lived in Watts. And we stayed right down the street from the Watts Tower. And we used to walk down there all the time and never knew how iconic that it was or how it was going to become, but never knew that. Because to us, it was just a big old piece of whatever in the neighborhood, you know. But it became a tourist spot as well.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that Al Green. I don't know why I picked that. I didn't even know that. You know that song? I was going to pick another one, but I was like, nah, what about this one? I was going to talk a little bit just for 1 second. One of these headlines I had ran across that had to do with the decriminalizing, let me say that right, marijuana. So the president decided he's going to take his major steps towards doing that to erase prior federal possession convictions and beginning, you know, the process of potentially loosening federal classifications of the drug. So basically what they're trying to do is, it never was classified like as a narcotic, you know, like other ones. But now they said on Thursday he pardoned all prior federal offenses of simple marijuana possession, a move that senior administration officials said would affect thousands of Americans charged with that crime. Some people are saying, oh, he's just using this for the vote or whatever the case may be. I just thought it was interesting because a lot of people know, you know, people, they might still be locked away or, you know, having trouble with their lives because of that, now what people are being pardoned for. So I'm just going to just keep a lookout. I want to know how that's going to affect those people, you know, that were in there, or is this just going to affect people starting now, right? Like,
Right.
That's
it really
crazy.
Affect the people that's in there now.
Right.
Get rid of some of that overload in these systems. But that's pretty awesome because, I mean, like, let's just keep it real. Marijuana is not something that's detrimental to one's health like that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Where, you know, if they can't tax off of it, then it's a crime, you know.
No one should be in jail just for using or possessing that, especially not when your own son is, you know, on camera doing lines and smoking crack, allegedly. No, we saw him on
Absolutely.
The camera. He was doing that. Keep it going in that direction, sir, even for, you know, the vote, like. Yeah, keep doing that. But them people that are in there now, pay close attention. Yeah. What else happened this week? I ain't going to talk about my favorite because we'll be on here for another 2 hours. So.
They're just dragging poor Yee through the whole universe. They just got him like. He's just like, y'all not gonna bully me. Y'all want smoke. I'm gonna bring the smoke.
Oh.
Just like they taunting each other, you know.
They do. They taunt.
It's crazy.
And now Ray J over there, like, pray for him. Like, they done drove all them people crazy. Like,
Absolutely.
But, you know, they just
put
me into a frenzy.
What?
Like, we going to fight over Ye. Like, leave that man alone. And then that boy, he punched his teammate out. I was like, come on, guys.
Which boy?
What's his name? Brandon. Draymond Green. And from the Golden State Warriors. And I guess they got into a tussle at practice. But anyway, the boy just, like, he said a joke to him, and the boy just, like, knocked them all down. And y'all teammates.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Y'all teammates.
Joke on this. It's crazy, you know, the way that that it is. I mean, it is what it is. That's why you got to stay in your own lane. Stay away from anything that, you know, pay attention to your gut instinct because it's the truth. Your instinct is the truth. Pay attention to the energy. You know, no matter where you are, who you're around, pay attention to the energy because it's always one that's right next to you that is just not right. You got to be in love. Pay attention.
Yeah.
Like, for real, because it's crazy.
Be good and spread love. And shout out to our cousin, too. Rest in peace. Drakeo dropped his album this week as well. You can get that on all streaming platforms.
On the 30th.
Yeah.
When he dropped. Pretty dope. So, yeah, shout out to Drakeo. Long live Drakeo, the ruler, period. Also, check out Bandana Davis. As well, he's dropping little singles. He's dropping singles as well, and he's streaming on all platforms. Check out his videos on his YouTube channel, Bandana Davies, D-A-V-I-Z as in zebra. And also this evening, tonight on the G Lou After Hours, the interview is with the amazing producer, DJ Maniac. He's the producer of Oldies Rule Forever, Volume 3, and also Soul of the Streets. Volume 2, so you don't want to miss that interview tonight with G. Lou at 9:30 Pacific and 12:30 a.m. Eastern. And that's on our YouTube channel, The G. Lou Show. And also check out the website for all the unisex apparel, previous Blog Talk Radio shows, and the amazing music catalog of G. Lou again, which is streaming on all platforms. So check out those.
Yay. Our producer said, I think we got a caller, Queen.
Okay, well, let's get our caller on. Good evening, caller.
Good evening.
Good evening. How y'all queens doing?
I'm good.
Just speaking of you, how are you?
I'm good. You know, it's crazy. I was just listening to Draco the Ruler album. A pretty decent album, by the way.
Yeah, it is a pretty decent album.
Mm-hmm.
Well, rest in peace to Draco the Ruler.
Thank you, thank you, thank
you.
So listen, you're coming on to the After Hours tonight. So this is our amazing producer that we were just talking about, who produced the show, the LPs of G. Lou, who's going to be his guest tonight. Are you excited, DJ Maniac?
I am. A little nervous.
Yeah, because you're going to be live on the screen.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
That's okay. Just, you know, get your beret. Get your beret on, you know, have it
twisted
to the side like Rerun used to wear, you know. Have your Moscato and just chill. You just
have
a conversation with the people. Yeah, you know, just look at it like that. You in the room, you know, in the blue room. You're going to be in the blue room. How dope is that?
It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Looking forward to hearing your interview with, you know, your conversation. I hate to call those things interviews because it's just conversations, but I know that's the right terminology. Interview.
Yeah.
Thank you for always supporting us and calling in to check us out.
Always. Always. Love y'all.
Much love. Do you have a
request,
DJ Maniac? Anything you want to hear?
Stay here.
70s? There's so many 70s songs I love. I would say Isley Brothers. Make me say it again.
Let me say it again by the Isley Brothers. We got you. We got you. That's a good choice as well. So, and Cousin Marcy picked out something that's on our playlist, too. And I think she picked it out with you in mind. Because when I seen it, I said, she must have been thinking about DJ Maniac.
Oh, I did. You're right. You see, you didn't weed me out. Yes, so stick around, DJ Maniac. I got one just for you. And if you know which one, call us back.
No problem.
Yes. Okay. Well, we're going to go ahead and finish this. We thank you for the phone call. Just keep vibing out with us
for
the 70s. And get yourself prepared for your conversation tonight with G. Lou.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, most definitely. I thank you for the love and support. Much love and respect.
All right.
Thank
right,
you,
DJ Maniac.
Peace. I say.
Mm-hmm. All right, Queen. So are you ready?
Mighty Temptations. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Listen,
are you? Fabulous Friday. Cousin G.
Mm-hmm.
Cousin Queen G. Look at me calling you Cousin G. Queen G.
All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. Hey, Mr. Businessman, you're always on the go. You made your fortune, yet you're working harder than ever before. All those pills you're taking daily will never be used to. Cause none of them are prescribed for what really can you. You don't take no doctor, Lord, word to God. Why? Your life can turn into one great big night. Thank you.
cracking. Big snow. You know, I took you to the mountaintop, but on trip. Let's go where they're doing it at. The G-Goo Show. Flashback Friday. Say it again, girl.
Down had me boogieing. Shout out to our caller DJ Maniac. Got a request on here.
Yeah, shout out to DJ Maniac. That was a great choice. And I was just saying that Eddie Kendricks is, you know, all of his joints, Skip and Work, Shoeshine Boy, of course, that Boogie Down, which is a great artist as well. So, great choice.
Right. Mm-hmm. Top of the hour, top of the hour. We made it, we made it. Thanks to our wonderful producer, Mr. Jesus, got us rolling. well, where are we at now? Let's see. Oh, Queen, did you have anything you wanted to plug or shout out?
Well, we know that tomorrow is Saturday, and we have Miss Cynthia Nunn, who gives away the food every Saturday, 12 o'clock noon at 200 North Long Beach Boulevard. First come, first serve, and starts at 12 o'clock p.m. So we always want to give that shout out because there's so many people in need for food. So God bless heaven and angels for having that available for people that are in need of food. And
yes,
again,
yes.
Check out our, subscribe and like our YouTube channel, The G Lou Show, as well. And check out the live interview. But other than that, not too many, you know, not too much to shout out.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Thank you for that. Check that out. Especially if you are in need, even if you're not, even if you could tell someone the information, there are programs out there that do help with the holidays coming up, the weather changing and getting colder. These things are available for you out there. So thank you, Queen, for always shouting that out. Yeah. Well, I don't have nothing either.
That's definitely a blessing. If anything else come up, I'll shout out in between the show. Doing our times. Shout out to sponsors again. We always want to make sure we shout them out. BTP Media, Tweed, Cadillac, One World Magazine, The G Lou After Hours, and BD Harrison. Thank you for sponsoring the show because that helps us stay afloat as well. Thank you to all our callers and listeners. Even if you're not pressing one, if you're out there listening to us, we appreciate you vibing out with us every Friday. Queen Jean and Cousin Marcy.
Shout out to y'all. Again, I can never thank you all enough for inviting me and having me on. Shout out to you all having me on Fabulous Flashback Fridays. One love.
Yeah,
I still appreciate
forget,
it.
How you sometimes co-host with Tweed Cadillac. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All good. Yep.
So
thank you too. The '70s got us in a woo. We in a love mood. That's about the '70s. They be love one another. Tell your people
mighty
that
love.
You love. Right.
You know that's a pretty deep song too. That mighty love.
Will
sometimes make what? Yeah. So let's hear that mighty love by the Spinners.
Let's get it.
Oh, we have a caller. Let's go to the air first.
Yeah,
good evening,
that's
caller.
Right,
you're on the air.
Thank you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How are y'all?
Hey, good evening.
Hey.
Good in yourself.
Oh.
I felt guilty because you said, well, thank you for the callers. Even if they don't press one, you kind of guilt-shamed me. Feel guilty. It's all good.
Well, thank you. We appreciate you. You know that.
Likewise. Absolutely. Man, I'm okay. I was kind of impressed by the poetry reading from Cousin Marcy. That kind of like threw me for a loop. You know, mm-hmm. that was kind of dope.
Mm-hmm.
Also have a request. I'm hoping to, big shout out to Flossie on his birthday, all involved mm-hmm. in Vegas balling. Queen Jean,
yeah.
I hope you're feeling a little bit better. Hope everyone is
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, I am. Thank you.
Let me give a shout out to G Lou as well, too. Wednesday night, I didn't press one. I was just listening, so, you know, I don't want to feel shame over on that platform either. So, anyway, I do have a song request, if possible.
Yes. After you tell me what poetry I read. Sorry, the show.
Now that,
that was Lauren London, I think.
I was like,
that was Lauren London.
Oh, that was Lauren London. Yeah.
Yeah, she wrote that after Nipsey had passed.
Oh, okay. I had no idea, man. It was kind of profound, though.
It's deep. Yeah,
it was.
Very deep.
Mm-hmm. I thought mm-hmm. that you had wrote that. To be honest with you, I thought that was an original piece.
Oh, no.
I thought you were spitting some poetry.
Now, my stuff is, it's in the notebook now, but it was we can bring it on out. Okay, put that down, break that down for next time, okay?
Well, since we on Flashback Fridays, I got an oldie, man, that I don't know if y'all aware of it, but it's kind of fly. I don't know why it just popped in my head, but I ain't heard it in a long time. It's by a group called the Street Corner Symphony. I don't know if you all are familiar with them. But the name of the song is called Wish That Love Was Magic. It's kind of real, real super fly.
Wish That Love Was Magic, that one?
Yeah, that's kind of the shit, you know. anyway, I'm on deck.
I'm just going to tune out there just to see. Okay, I think I know that song. So we're going to get that up to you. We thank you so much for vibing out with us on our fabulous Flashback Fridays.
Man, give me something hard to do.
It. You got any Henny?
Give me something hard to do.
No.
He said he keep a bottle of Hennessy on the... I'm still trying to get that line. I'm going to get it. I've been listening.
Drink up all the Henny
on your shelf.
I'm so cool, I need to slap myself.
Oh, Lord. Tell a hater to tell a player. Thanks always, Tweet. All right, let's go to Mighty Love. Mighty Love. We got a Mighty Love with this group. Fabulous Fridays. Cousin Mercy, Queen Jean, and G Lou.
That says life will soon be fine. Love. Sounds get laid down on West Side Wednesdays, OG Sundays, Flashback Fridays. We're cruising with G. Lou, Fabulous, Lowrider Oldies. So just let me introduce myself. I'm Tweet Cadillac, baby. I drink up all the Hennessy you got on your shelf. We got to keep it fly, P.I., and you know why.
Thank you.
Right? We need to have a versus with,
yes,
with him and Sam Cooke.
Mm-hmm. So what he was looking for, he finally got, I guess. But yeah, shout out to Bobby Womack and shout out to Tweety Cadillac for that request. Mm-hmm. That's a good old school throwback right there.
Yes, so that was very pretty. I learned something new. I need the name of that.
Try so hard.
Yeah, I didn't know that one. I need to know that one. Wow. Yes. Yeah, you actually have the catalog. When y'all be like, oh, she knows her music, I'll be like, no, I learned a lot from you. So, yeah, you got some hidden gems. Start picking your brain. Yeah, I'm going to start picking your brain again because you got some stuff.
When it comes to the 90s and the 2000s, it'll be like, let me check with my children. Or let me say, my grandchildren, or, you know, but pretty much the 50s, 60s, 70s, and the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just love music and oldies, you know, just like the LP says, oldies rule forever. And speaking of oldies rule forever, also check out the Sunday night oldies rule forever on our YouTube channel with Queen They Love and G. Lou. After Hours in the Blue Room. You got to stop by there at least once or twice, but guarantee if you stop by once, you're going to stop by again. They have some great oldies there. Banging oldies. So stop
Banging.
By there.
That's right. That's right. That's right. And also, all our listeners out there, call the number is 914-803-4001. You are tuned in to Fabulous Flashback Fridays with Queen Jean, Cousin Marcy, and our wonderful producer, Mr. G. Lou. Queen and G. Lou, if you don't mind, I was going to actually do a quick little shout-out to someone very special we know and love, Mrs. Simone Renee Laughlin. She did go ahead. She had a blessing that she wanted to share with us, and I had to share it with you all. God continues to shine his light on us. On Sunday, October 2nd, our company Legacy Vending was created. Our dreams are huge, but we are so grateful for every baby step. For all those who have prayed for our success, thank you. For all those who supported us when we had nothing, thank you. The new company, Legacy Vending, can be reached at 951-6505. And what you can do is, we all know what a vending machine is. How many times in your life have you used the vending machine? Too many to count. So this is just a wonderful beginning for her. I'm so proud of her and my nephew. They're just really good, kind-hearted parents. They're just, you know, they're doing the thing. They're working together, and it just goes with our love, you know, our theme for tonight with the 70s and love, you know. And I like the name Legacy Vending. That's awesome because they're creating a legacy, their parents, and just a great example to the young folks out there. So yeah, shout out to our new company, Legacy Vending. Yep, feels good in the neighborhood.
Yeah, vending machines is a great investment. I have a friend who's been doing vending machines for many, many, many years. And when his mother had gotten very ill, he had kind of fell by the wayside, and let everything go. She had became his priority. And when she had transitioned, he just went right back to doing it, and it just picked up where it left off at. So yeah, with vending machines, that's a great investment. You know, people don't understand that until they get into that business, and when they start seeing that money, those figures, they'll be like, wow. Then you become like a junkie for them. You want to get another one and another one and another one because you see those figures.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then you could put them in so many different, and it's like a kind of a, you know how most people they're working not only one, but they have two jobs now. And, you know, for someone like her, not to put too much of our business out there, but she does a lot for our family. She does a lot for my father, my sister. And that's why I say it's just a great idea. I'm like beaming over here when I saw it. I was just like, oh, well, I wanted to tell her that day, but I was just like, today, let me just go on and shout you out because that's a good look, and we have to big up each other, especially as a family. So, yeah, thank you for letting me get that out about Miss Simone.
Most definitely. Blessings to the prosperity of the Dagenstein ending. So let's go to our next selection. This is for DJ Maniac, if you're still listening, The Sound of Philadelphia, the Soul Train theme.
All right.
Yes.
Okay.
Is that what that says? Yeah.
That's what that says, TSLP, The Sound of Philadelphia, working it out. Shout out, DJ Maniac. Roll it.
Thank you. Step right up, hurry, hurry, before the show begins, my friends. Stand in line, get your tickets, I hope. You'll see that he is sad. He hurts so bad,
so bad, so bad.
See the girl who has lost the only love she ever had. There's got to be no sadder show to see.
Talking too much. Yeah, the beautiful Blue Magic. That's a classic as well. We have that lesson from Blue Magic too. There's so many songs that Blue Magic is favorites of mine.
I've been knowing a little bit.
Get that cool in the game.
Blue Magic. Ray. Hollywood swinging. That William Devon, be thankful for what you got.
Yeah, the 70s vibe. I hope you guys are enjoying our vibe this evening for our 70s show with these beautiful ballads from the 70s. If you have a favorite that you want to hear, just give us a call at 914-803-4001. Press 1 to request it. We've got about 15 minutes left. If not, we're going to vibe out with the selections that we have.
Hey. All right. We going to next queen. We're going to get a little Rufus in there. Get a little Rufus and Shaka. That's
my
always good.
My producer be right on time.
Get down me. Right. Show us how. Fabulous Fridays.
Sancho my
siblings.
Man,
okay.
Check it out. We made it, Queen.
Definitely
a throwback. Yes, we have made it.
Hallelujah.
Shout out to sponsors again.
Good old BTP Media Group, DD Harrison, Tweed Cadillac. I'm missing somebody, Queen. Who did I miss? Oh, Miss Adilu, our one of our producer. One World Magazine. Yep.
And the Athlon.
Yep.
And Old Smooth Music.
Mm-hmm.
Sponsoring the Adilu Show. And as I stated earlier, make sure you head over to our YouTube channel to watch the conversation with Adilu and DJ Maniac in the after hours. And they will be live 9:30 p.m. Pacific and 12:30 a.m. Eastern. It sounds so late when you say a.m.
I know. But we can make it. Tune in. I'm going to be there. Be there. Don't be no square.
Yeah, so like and subscribe to our YouTube channel and check out our website as well, the Adilu Show. And also check out Tweed Cadillac on every Thursday. The Tweed Cadillac Show after Cruise Mix. And that's Max Flash 93 Tweed FM, and that's every Thursday with Adilu co-hosting and sometimes featuring Cousin Marcy. West Coast 7:00 p.m. and East Coast 10:00 p.m. So check them out as well. But it was a great vibe for the 70s.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Queen Cousin. Appreciate you.
Well, all the yes, all the can't wait to
God
do it again with y'all. Thank you to our callers. Oh yeah, let's see what we can cook up for next week. If y'all are interested, maybe we could do a spooky show. I don't know, we could fit Thriller and stuff in there. I'll see. I'll run it by y'all. Y'all gotta give me though. But yeah, I don't have nothing else, Queen. You take us out of here.
Yeah, we just
want
to tell everyone to stay blessed. Our prayers are with each and one of you, all your families, from our families to your families. We send prayers.
Mm-hmm.
Pray for the homeless and the sick and the shut in. Just
yes.
Be thankful for what you have, meaning material stuff, meaning a sound mind, an able-bodied body, food in your homes, clothing. Just be thankful overall. You know, protect your spirit or work on your spirit. Keep your spirit peaceful and as pure as you can. And pure, you can take out however you want it, but keep it peaceful and as pure as you can. Keep your love light shining so you can be a beacon light for someone. Be an inspiration. Let people see who you truly are in an inspiring way. Block all negativity that comes around you. You know, block it like Wonder Woman did. Put your hands up and put that shield up and block it. Keep your energy safe. Keep your surroundings peaceful. Protect you. Protect you and stay out of the way of the Most High God. Stay out of the way. And that's all I have to say. So peace and love to everyone. Thank you, Adilu. Good night.
Good night. Peace and love. Thank you, Adilu. We are out. Listen to some music, some good music, like you got to tonight. We,